I'm feeling good, like I should.
What's this song?
You gonna sing this all day?
What's this one? What's this song? Feeling good, like I should. Are you improvising? Do I know this one?
The song we just played earlier.
I don't know that song. It's the first time I heard it. You think I'm gonna be able to recite it?
No. No, I'm...
What?
What are you doing?
What song? We're still recording. It's been a minute and we're here.
We're so different, it feels like. It feels like we really
grew.
Just did some spiritual upgrades.
We're feels this... like, or we did. Pretty sure we
no,
did.
No, we did.
Pretty sure that.
We
check
did.
That box.
We did. Or it's more of this like. Even being even more deeply connected to this, to our source. It's not like we've changed. It's like, it's like,
yeah,
no, that, we're just even, we're just so, we're just like even more connected to this, like to our soul.
Yeah. There's right. There's a,
do you feel what I mean?
Yeah, I do, because I don't love that word different describing time, like changed. Okay. But it's evolved. It's different. Doesn't work for me. Different
growth.
Implies like you, yeah, I don't know. I think I'm too tired to go into that deep of conversation.
Yeah.
I think we're going to stick with the jokes.
I really tried to bring it in light with that song. But...
I'm sorry I didn't pick up what you were putting down. You want to try again?
I'm feeling good. Like I should. Walking on the road, the neighborhood. I'm feeling blessed. That's what, never stressed.
Ooh.
Maybe a little bit.
Blessed to feel the stress and be certain I'll survive it.
Ooh.
That song, that's a great song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We'll put that on the show sometime.
Yeah,
okay.
What are we?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm thinking, I think that you love me, but you wanna shove me, wanna be above me. I know that it's hard to believe I don't fear you.
All right.
Jokes? I got one.
Well, welcome back, everybody.
It's not a joke. It's a proposal.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, you know
how... Let me get some chapstick here.
Okay. Tinted, of course it's tinted. What the fuck is it? Why are we calling it chapstick if it's really just lipstick?
I don't. What? This is pucker perfect.
You know I was giving you shit this morning about how every 5 minutes I walk in the bathroom and you got another serum.
Spritzing serum.
And I was telling you, give me a tub of that coconut oil from Costco and I'm good.
I don't like that coconut oil.
Oh, really?
It's so greasy.
Oh, I got skin like butter. It's working. Okay, so... I have a proposal. It's good. You know how they have like these,
excuse me.
Every year, you know, there's like a whole new genre of like these exercise, you know, like the Kelly way. I'm not sure who I'm just making this shit up, you know, but or like Tai Bo or throw some out there.
Okay,
who's the Richie? What was the guy with the perm?
Oh my god, Richard.
Richard,
he did the dance aerobics.
Who's that
in
guy?
Those shorts?
Okay,
okay, and then
Simmons?
There was, and then
Richard
there was,
Simmons,
yeah,
okay.
And then there was a lot of like jazzercise,
and then like there's always like a new yoga,
no.
You know, we're just like making up the new
thing, yeah,
so. I was wondering.
What's the dancing one?
Every month, there's got to be some new, you know, I know you're really popping right now. You are the world's best dancer. You guys, my best friend.
No, I'm not.
You are an incredible dancer. You got joints and hip sockets
I do okay.
That I don't think the average
folk. I do okay. Has. I wouldn't. You know what I was thinking before you get to this proposal?
First of all, tell me that you can move. I want to hear you say.
I can move.
Okay.
Okay, I can move.
Okay.
I was thinking about going back to my roots as a tap dancer.
No, there's no hip.
What?
You got that big ass.
No, but I think I could bring in that sass.
Okay,
with the
so
tap.
Now this is going to be a new dance thing.
I think I got
ass.
I think
tap.
I.
Okay.
I think I can figure out how to make it real.
But then you would need like a website and like you would need like a name to describe the tap.
I think
booty.
It's already out there.
But I think you should just make up your own. But listen, I've got this right, like on the line of coming up with our new shit.
I know.
I love it. I think you and I should just really go with this and have like, let's do this spiritual sprinting where we just like really get people fired up about sprinting. Because when you are sprinting,
whoa,
you do not get any higher. You might pull a hammy, but it's probably worth it.
Are we racing? Or we're just sprinting?
No, like your cheeks jiggle.
I know
sprint.
that yeah, there's a specific type
the
of
wind
cheek
is,
jiggle.
The wind gets in your mouth and like you're like flapping around.
Yeah, because you have to let the jaw go when you're sprinting. You
like
have to
you,
let it go.
Like, I don't know. I just think like, are we talking about sprinting enough?
Probably not.
Or even just really, really brisk running.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a whole nother level of a sprint where mm-hmm. you are out of control.
I know people who are like, long distance running is for the birds. You should only do sprints.
You know these people?
Yeah.
Really?
I do. I know some people like this.
Because I don't really do the jogging. I do like a pretty brisk run.
I don't enjoy jogging.
It's too slow for me. I'm like, I just need to run and get this shit
no,
over.
No, I would rather just power walk it than jog it.
Yeah. I did. I asked my teenagers yesterday. I was like, do you guys want to come over and do some sprints and some planks and eat some bacon? And they were like, you are so embarrassing.
I know.
I was like, dude, this...
this kind of works, though.
Like,
do you need to pick me up?
Why wouldn't you take me up on that offer? I'm pretty much the coolest mom ever.
Yeah.
Sprints, planks, and bacon?
Come on.
Let's bond.
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
I would have done it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking about just carrying around that Yeti cooler a lot. For
empty?
An upgrade.
Are they heavy? Empty?
I
with
mean,
a bag of ice?
They're heavy on their own, but, you know, if you really want to push it.
Yeah.
Put some ice in those things.
Yeah. Well, I've been telling you, we are always curling the grocery bags. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't save. Mm-hmm. It's so fun to just, like, get in some curls when you're doing your groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's good to be
spiritual sprinting, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do this spiritual sprinting or something.
Are we going to have like camps?
Workshops? You know, I don't really know.
We got it.
If anybody takes this idea, I'm gonna find you.
Don't
and
make threats.
And ask you how it makes you feel to steal our idea. Okay.
I don't see a lot of people.
We can pivot.
Yeah.
We can pivot. I've got another real... You got anything? Because I could...
No, I just love any reminder that for your embodiment, mm-hmm. what I call your sacred embodiment, which is mind, body, and soul mm-hmm. alignment, physical... You have to find the physical exercise mm-hmm. that does it for you.
True that.
And there...
It's endless.
Man, the options are
well, like
endless.
I know. We got Richie. I know. Well, I know. We got a lot of options.
What is the dance craze one again? That was back in the Brazilian dancing.
I know.
But it was like turned into like an
exercise?
Aerobics thing. What they're doing it at the Y. What the fuck is
oh,
that called?
Oh, yes.
Why is it?
Well, it'll come.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody send us a message.
Yeah, we got this. It'll come.
Mm-hmm. Not samba.
No. but it'll come. They get up on the stage. You got the chick with the headset on.
I really like when they, they're going to go in the other direction. They really get that those hands working.
We should be doing. Why aren't you leading one of those, Andrea?
Well, we've been talking about this, so I think that.
Why aren't you doing this?
I know. Remember we talked about how I need like a headset in the driveway kind of a situation.
Just a community
just
event
like church
every
Sunday in the driveway with the
speakers some sort of... and the playlist. What? I'm going to give you till September.
Okay.
I'm going to check in. Okay. So a few other like big themes that are really
present
mm-hmm. and like just sitting in my lap, and I just am so grateful for them.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have really been bonding. Whew. We had the moon, and I want to speak to trust, and I want to speak to this vital, mm-hmm. vital part of life, which is connection,
mm-hmm.
and how we just really do better with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we know it. We forget it. It's easy to forget. But I felt moved this morning thinking about like, gosh, is there anything I want to say today? And mm-hmm. I wanted to say, if it's hard for anybody out there, there's people that want to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you for saying this. Yeah.
Yeah. And you got to get over yourself a little bit. I mean, the vulnerability, even you and I in this long-term relationship we have, I still am battling those voices in my head that I'm too much for you
mm-hmm.
or it's too, whatever those stories are. And, but like, you continue to prove these voices wrong. Thank
well,
you.
Well, babe, I grew up with Felicity.
You sure fucking did. You did. You're holding
I
my hand right
now. Notes.
You're holding my hand right now. You're making a lot of eye contact. We've already cried a couple of times today. You did. You did a lot of Felicity when you were a kid.
It's so important, though, to really explore and be curious about what really makes you feel bonded with people.
Yeah.
Okay. So
whether and what
it's
gets
about,
in your way.
But some of it is about, you know, the basic like love language stuff.
Yes, love that.
What do you connect with the most when it comes to love languages? Go Google it. Take a quiz. You got this. Okay. Is it words of affirmation? Is it physical affection? Is it gifts? Is it
time
acts
spent.
Of service? Quality time?
Yeah.
Because all of us are falling all over the spectrum.
Yeah, I got all of them.
And I bet if you thought about it for maybe 10 minutes, you would really...
learn a lot about yourself.
You would be like, oh, yeah. Like I was sharing with one of my besties this mm-hmm. week. I was like, you know what really... You know what I'm more consciously respecting these mm-hmm. days is that I love platonic physical affection with my women.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we
holding
do.
Holding hands.
We just did a foot
snuggling.
Cuddle on the porch.
Yes, yeah.
We just really
connecting.
Did footsie.
You know, if I'm being pulled in within that platonic physical, very soulful way by
mm-hmm.
my mm-hmm. women, I feel so loved.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that about you. That's unique. That is not a common thing. I think it gets really confused.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But I love knowing, like, when you travel to other places of the world and you see how the women...
They walk
down the street
holding hands.
Or they're arm in arm. Or there's a lot of kissing. Or there's a lot of, you know...
I know.
Embracing
the
faces.
I
and
know.
Like... That
it is
to me is like, why would you not want this?
Yeah.
But I also, you know,
meet people where they're at.
Uh-huh. We got to meet people in the love mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. all kinds of ways.
You know,
it's useful. It's not only useful in your romantic relationships. It's useful with your, like you've brought up many times with your children. How, mm-hmm. what are your children's love languages? What mm-hmm. are you? And I don't know. I just feel like this year my friendships have rooted even more deeply because I'm paying more attention to like love, the way they appreciate love. Like, what is, you know, like.
You are such a good friend. Chalk it up to Felicity.
Right? Felicity, a thank you card.
You are a really good friend. That's really thoughtful that you would pay attention to your sister's love languages and be curious about that. That's really sweet.
Or just asking people more. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you really, how do you really love, how do you really receive love? Mm-hmm. Is it quality time? Mm-hmm. Is it an act of service? I mean, why are we not asking each other these questions?
Because we're scrolling. I don't know. I'm not sure.
That is a battle when we are in it right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also love talking. So we got, okay, main themes, trust, love languages, spiritual movement. Oh, shit. What was the, there was one more that was coming up for me. Go ahead. You go ahead with what you want to say.
Well, I just wanted to say when you were talking about how you, what you have learned about yourself is that you really are very comfortable and appreciate physical touch from platonic relationships. Especially women. And Susie, my mom, love you, mom, passed a half a year ago. And she was so good at those little back scratches. They really bugged me because I was her daughter. And, you know, we had to have a few of those things. But she was great at them. She was so good at them. And people tell me about that. You know, like, your mom was always touching me. And it always just felt so good. And I was like, yeah, I know. She was really affectionate.
I know, the auntie back little, you know, rub.
I love, thank you so much for being affectionate with my children. I love that you do that.
You're welcome. You
know, a shout out to my bro, my brother. He, you know, my teenage guys, we were saying our goodbyes and everybody's hugging. And I was like telling my brother, Mike, I was like, no, you really need to get in there. And then he just started kissing my boys on the cheek and holding their faces in his hands like a, like, you know, like a good Italian guy. It was beautiful with this fedora on. It was great. Thank you, Mike. Love you. It was good. Okay. Trust. So
it's a big theme right
now. It is a big theme.
It's a cosmic theme, but though it's not a coincidence. You know, I'm relentless about reminding everybody, but it's actually very, it's a very planetary, cosmic, in the skies thing. So if you're hearing this and you're really coming up on some trust stuff this year, it's purposeful. I need you to lean in.
Oh my gosh, you get so serious. Okay.
Is it about trusting yourself?
Okay.
Is it about trusting the uncertainty in life?
Yes.
Is it about trusting the next step? Is it about trusting to receive love more? What is it?
Is it trusting the pain? Is it trusting the growth?
Being uncomfortable.
Okay, let's say this together. Transformation.
Okay, we're going to say this together. Transformation
is not Disney. We're going to say it one more time.
Okay, that's
right. Here we go.
Wait, who are you quoting?
I'm quoting Mary Moore.
She's been a guest. Go listen. Transformation is not Disney. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
You've been quoted once again.
So.
It's messy. It's not even a little bit tidy.
Another Mary quote.
Don't try to make it tidy.
We're not here to be tidy. That's not why we chose to come. Gosh. I heard a really beautiful Maya Angelou quote yesterday. I don't know when it was. Something about, forgive me if I twist this, but here's the essence. I chose to come to do the greatest event of all, and that is to die. So if I decided to come to do that, might as well get some shit done while I'm here. If I decided to come to do that big thing, then I sure as hell can do this other stuff. Isn't that good? Mm-hmm. I've been thinking so much about death lately. It's really powerful.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
I had You always are kind of thinking about death, though. I know. But it's very heightened this year.
Yeah. I had a really, really, I was given the great, great honor and the great privilege and the great gift to be with a beautiful, beautiful man as he died. And it was one of the most magnificent things I've ever witnessed in my life. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. It changed me forever. It was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Birth and death will do that.
They sure will. Mm-hmm. They sure will.
Mm-hmm. And then there's all the death and rebirth while we're here that we have too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
I know. And it's also like, this shit is a good reminder to not take it all so seriously. Mm-hmm. Are you laughing? Are you playing? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Are you having fun?
Mm-hmm. Are you asking yourself hard questions? Are you doing things that are uncomfortable? Are you reaching out to people? Don't wait for people to reach out to you. Just go fucking reach
kinda
out to them.
I kind of get real salty about that. Game.
Just fucking reach out to them.
I know.
Get out of your fucking way and stop waiting around. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just get over it and just go reach out.
We all uniquely need to hear that.
Yeah.
At times, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Indeed.
The contrast.
Yeah.
We're all a bunch
of
characters.
Now I'm so pumped to just like reach out to like 20 people today.
I know. I
was thinking, just let them know I love them.
I know. I know. We're good at that.
Yeah.
We
you do don't, that a lot. I think one thing that inhibits me from the act of reaching out is I think it's got to be a big thing. Like, oh, I don't have 20 minutes to like catch up or check in or sure, I got to. I'll do it tomorrow when I'm in a better mood. I'll do that one. You know, it's like, just, you know, just send him a fucking purple heart. It's that easy.
Yeah.
Don't you love that purple heart?
Yeah, I love all the hearts.
I'm really into the white one.
You're really into that white one. I'm sticking to that orange a lot. Sacral.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. Good, good, good.
Mm-hmm. I like the one on fire, the fire
you
heart.
You love that fire one. I like it when you send it to me. I feel really seen when you send me the fire heart. When I tell you something, you send me a fire heart. I'm like, she gets me. Okay.
What are these jokes?
Well, I had that sprinting
I thought it's so Wisco. What are these jokes?
Well, I did have a joke. I did have a joke, but it's like a little bit like...
We also have a joke about having our notes of jokes when we come to the mic, remember?
Yeah.
We have
a
joke about having the bullet point jokes.
Okay, what's that joke?
We were just saying how... I know there's been a lot this week about having bullet point, our notebooks with bullet points and jokes. Mm-hmm. You know, because we were saying comedians are writers. They're actually writers.
Big time.
They write everything down.
Yeah.
So if you have a joke, you got to write it down.
Yeah.
You'll forget it. Yeah. You will. You were coming. Okay. I think we can go somewhere with this. Let's give them some funny shit before we wrap it up. Okay. You were coming out of Costco and you said.
I have so much material right now. Okay.
And then we went on a whole snowball of like, we could just go into Costco and get so much material.
And then you were like, we could just go into Publix and get
like,
so much.
I was like, we go out into Publix and get so much material.
Okay. So I really shout out to all the guys doing these messenger bags still.
What?
Okay. You know those side thick strap messenger bags? that those like hip guys are doing, mm-hmm. like back in like 2010.
Yeah, maybe earlier.
Mm-hmm. But like you can tell there's nothing in it, but it's just about just like, like that's your look.
It's part of the outfit.
It's part of your identity.
The messenger bag.
Even if it's empty, you just got to go with that thick strap of like, just so everybody knows, like I'm a guy that has a messenger bag on the side.
So you saw one of those.
You could totally tell that shit was empty. I was like, whatever is in there can definitely fit in those shorts pockets.
Can you describe any more of this guy? Is there more classic shit that goes along with the messenger bag identity? Cargo shorts.
Forearm tattoo. I got a lot of them. I don't know.
Haircut? Did you get the haircut down in the memory?
No. Shit. I was just really taking in that bag. You know, they got don't like the car seat buckle.
Yeah. Don't you just
want... Do you know the buckle I'm talking about, those messenger bags?
Didn't you kind of want to go up to them and be like, I know there's nothing in that bag.
Come on, let me see. What's in the bag? Got a little bag of weed in there? What do you got? What's in the bag?
What do you really need it for?
Do you identify with it?
What does this represent for you?
Youth. Independence.
Okay.
Not independence, but self-reliance. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because you got to be, like, ready with
it's
your bag.
It's such a different vibration than a backpack. It's so different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Good stuff.
Any other Costco things?
No. Not at the time. I didn't have my notebook.
You got to write these bullet points down.
I had a lot of airport.
Even if it's just one word.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, because you were just in airports. Airports are...
Well, I told you about the lady.
Full of material.
Yes. They are. I told you about that really classy lady putting on her lipstick at the beach.
Yeah.
It made me think of you. Probably went into the salt water like 30 minutes later, but she looked really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I keep coming back to this bike shorts that we're all wearing nowadays. And,
oh,
you know,
yes. We had a whole thing about the bike shorts. You were really trying, because I was like... They got up there, and then I wasn't okay, and then I had to just, like, really recover.
Well, okay, so here's the thing.
And you were like, was
these...
it cotton? And I was like, it's not cotton.
No. I mean, I go to the cotton ones. Mm-hmm. I have a few of the spandex ones mm-hmm. for the working out, but, you know, we're wearing them under our skirts.
Yeah,
or...
and it's summer, so we're trim.
But have you noticed the triangle that they put in the crotch?
The moist towelette catch-all?
First of all.
What's with the triangle?
This, ladies, I know you know what I'm talking about, okay? With this, like, really small triangle.
That's going to catch the
in
moisture.
The crotch.
Absorb, super
which
absorbency.
Is like... Listen, I'm three kid in labia, okay?
What do we got? It's not cutting it?
You might as well just not even have one in there.
Because you're going to go beyond the seam.
I mean, you think our labias are
I don't,
sitting in these pouches?
I don't think the pouch. I think it's like they double... It's like double ply toilet, you know, it's like no, double, it's like,
I get that.
Like
I get that,
knees
but...
on those Carhartt pants, you know what I mean? I don't think it's like, put it here. I think it's like this little
right,
extra
but...
fabric is going to absorb your vaginal moisture, sweat,
which is
discharge,
hilarious,
and ovulation.
Yeah. I mean... But this is what you're giving us?
You want more. What do you want? 3 inches? What do we got? What do you need?
I just, who's in these meetings making this decision for this tiny ass triangle?
designers. I don't know.
Come on, make more jokes out of it with me. Come on. It's a joke. It's a bit. I don't want to. It's just a bit. Massage it. I don't really care who's in the meetings, to be honest, but well, I just think it's hilarious that someone did, somebody is like, let's just, it, this is fine, this little triangle.
Well, what I don't think is sexy is when, like, if you've got black shorts and then, like, the little triangle is, like, a taupe color. Because when you take those off and they're inside out laying on the floor, there's nothing hot about that. You know, inside out taupe, like, just fucking
good job.
Put on the sweats. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta be careful with those bike shorts. I gotta know my limit. And I, you know what else I gotta do? I gotta be okay to just like take a risk with the chafing.
and just do a go lot of without your coconut oil.
Just
on the
go
thighs.
Without and just like, just be careful how you move around and sit in chairs and shit.
Now, let's pivot to the jean short. Okay.
Okay, I'm getting there. I've come a long way, haven't I?
Let's just talk about what us ladies do, have to do, and really navigate with the...
Well, we forget what our ass looks like every hour, and we gotta remember.
We gotta go
look at it, just in case it changed, like, an hour ago.
Yeah, and then the jeans shorts are really...
That's a heart.
They're really out there.
Yeah.
There's, you know, the labia is pretty much screaming.
Jesus.
You know? Like, I kind of want to know, you know, at some point, the men were wearing short shorts, too.
You know
How is
they
that
had
working
a, they,
for them?
You know they had a nut fall to the side. They were either really wearing their jock straps appropriately, but you know once in a while they had a nut fall to the side, you know? And they had to just, like, do that little adjust.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever have a labia fall to the side?
Yep.
That's a wrap! Call it a day. Let's do this.
But, you know, I can't go to the capris. You know what I mean? It's like, I'd rather capris. I mean, I can't make my legs look shorter. And that's what...
Capris are going to...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or shorts to the knees on me. Come on. That is such a dorky look for me.
You put on those pinstriped Oshkosh Bagosh
denim
of my mom's and with that tucked in shirt with that quote. That was with those woven loafers.
Nobody knows what we're talking about.
I know, but it was such a good look for you.
It really wasn't.
Okay. Here's the takeaway. Self-expression is really fun. Go have fun.
Here's the takeaway. Write down your jokes.
Okay.
We gotta write them down. Okay.
We want to circle back and like get really deep before we sign off?
Okay.
Okay. You love getting deep. You're so deep. You get so fired up. You get really bossy. You get so bossy with your pep talks.
I know, I want to like talk through my teeth a
I
little
know.
Bit.
You really want to sit people down and like make
Tell
sure
them
they
get their heads out of their asses and, a like, little bit.
Hand them a journal.
Somebody gave me a really good compliment though that okay. relates to that, oh. which is that this has been
Well, I like it when it dings. I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah,
it's
multiple okay. people have given me this.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, multiple people have given me this reflection.
Compliment? Oh, okay.
Of
oh, ding, ding,
I
ding.
Have this
three. Okay.
Of reflecting back to me that I have, it feels like I have a natural ability to just see things for what they really are.
You are great at that.
Which is a little challenging as one of your best friends. But I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. For better. I mean, that must be really intense as you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am really intense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you.
We love that. Okay. Do you have a song?
Oh.
I have so many songs right now.
Should we... Okay, I made you that playlist. Should we pick a song from that playlist that I made for you?
Yeah. I'm going to go with either...
Mm-hmm. Because I feel this is like... this has now become like the summer playlist.
Mm-hmm, it's amazing. The So Free.
Oh, really?
Oh, that song.
I wanted Colors.
Okay.
I wanted something a little bit more.
Shoji, it's kind of has like serious lyrics.
Yeah, but
it's heavy.
Talk about seeing things for what they are, and these lyrics, these mm-hmm. they dropped in.
Mm-hmm. It's a heavy topic, but
no.
Yeah. let's do it.
It's about love.
Unless we're thinking of a different this song. One. Yeah.
That's about love.
Isn't it about, we may have to go back and do some editing on this little part.
No.
Oh, okay. Isn't it about, like, domestic abuse?
No.
You shoved me, and I, is it emotionally shoved?
It's reflecting the human, the complexities of being human in relationships, and she keeps going back and saying, show love like your mama taught me. Show, like, it keeps coming back to, like, rip, you know, take all the conditioning away.
Mm.
Take the identity away.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's like a power struggle song. Like, it's like talking about this power struggles.
Mm. I took it pretty literally. The first few lines.
Okay, but you also have talked about, you know, just
what?
Shoving people a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, but I took this very literally as like a domestic abuse thing.
I don't think it was literal.
Okay. Okay. It's a fucking amazing song. Let's do it.
Don't you want to shove people? Like, you know, not in a domestic abuse way. When you're just like frustrated.
Yeah, girl.
With people, you're like, I could really kind of just shove them. That's such a primal, animalistic thing.
Yeah, you know that. You don't even have to ask that question. You know I have that in me. It's out of love.
You want to wrestle a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Mm-hmm. Love y'all.
Yeah. I'm thinking. I think that you love me. But you wanna shove me. Wanna be above me.
Wanna be above me, you see what I mean?
I know that it's hard to believe I don't
Maybe it's okay
you.
That we have different interpretations
it is.
Too. We can agree this fucking song. Amazing.
You don't even know me. I just think you're trolling. Control me. Then wanna console me. You don't even know me. I just think you're trolling. Can't nobody tell me who I'm gonna be. I'm breaking free. Show love like my mama told me. Darkness defeated by the light.